Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat McDonald's forecast says we should be out of this rain sometime by this afternoon, possibly even seeing some sun, temperature around 60. Tomorrow, sunny, lower 70s. Friday, sunny to partly cloudy, lower 70s, and cooler and breezier during the weekend. We'll check the details on the tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Funeral arrangements have been set for the late Mary Kirby. Calling hours will be at the Kenny Funeral Home tomorrow from 4 till 7 p.m. The funeral will be held at St. Bernard's Church in Sharon on Friday at 10 a.m. A story in the Republican American today. Megan Scher, who has worked at the D.M. Hunt Library since 2013, has been named its new executive director, succeeding Erica Jonick, who submitted her resignation due to personal considerations. In making the announcements effective on Saturday, the board president said, quote, "We are extremely sad to see Erica leave. We could not be more delighted that the best candidate to assume the executive director position is a longtime member of the D.M. Hunt Library staff. Meg's professionalism, warmth, and dedication to our patrons and the Falls Village community will serve Hunt Library very well in the oncoming years. One of Scher's key upcoming tasks is to hire an assistant director. She and her husband live directly across the road from the library with their sons Eli 7 and Noah 4. The board praised Jonick's accomplishments during her 24-year tenure as both the children's librarian and executive director. Members said under her leadership, Hunt grew its population as a center of intellectual and artistic activities, as well as a friendly gathering place for the community. When asked if there was a particular benefit she received from working at the library, Jonick said, quote, D.M. Hunt Library has been a wonderful place to work and get to know the lovable and eclectic Falls Village community, end quote. A surprise birthday party at Kent Memorial Library on 90th birthday for Rudy Molho. He was honored with that surprise party Friday at the Kent Library. Many board members and volunteers invited to help him celebrate with hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and a large cake. Library Executive Director Sarah Marshall said, Molho himself is useful to the library in so many ways. He's a member of the executive board and oversees the annual car raffle. Quote, he's so helpful and he's so funny, end quote, Marshall said. Molho, completely stunned by the gathering, said he's been active with the library for at least the past 20 years. Quoting him, it's the cultural center of our town, end quote. Stretch limousines like the one involved in a 2018 wreck that killed 20 people in New York State should be equipped with side impact protection devices and taken off the road if they are more than 10 years old. That according to a New York task force convened to study safety problems with the oversized vehicles. The report submitted Friday to the state's governor and legislature also recommended that limo drivers get more training and that passengers get a pre-trip safety demonstration like the kind people get on airplanes, showing how to use seatbelts and escape a vehicle after a crash. The governor administration intends to take swift action to implement the recommendations, according to her spokesperson. State officials convened the task force to study oversized limos and the aftermath of the deadliest U.S. transportation accident of the past 13 years. In October of 2018, a Ford Excursion SUV, which had been turned into a stretch limo carrying a group of friends to a birthday celebration, sped out of control on a hill, drove into a gully in Schoharie, New York. The driver, 17 passengers were killed, along with two pedestrians. Taking a look at some of the events going on in our area today. In Sharon, the American Rescue Plan Act has a meeting that is set for tonight at 6:30. In Salisbury tonight at 6 p.m., the Salisbury Affordable Housing Subcommittee has a special meeting. The Board of Education at Kent Center School has their regular meeting. That is this evening at 5:30. Now, Save Sharon Hospital has a community roundtable. That is happening tonight at 6 o'clock at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex in Millerton, New York. A reminder that next Wednesday, August 12th at 6:30, they'll have another community roundtable at St. Andrew's Parish, 1 Main Street in Kent. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly. InterlakenInn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 30,316.32, the NASDAQ at 11,176.41, and the S&P 500 at 3790.93. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.